What's your approach outside of a protocol setting to the issue of maintenance?
Yes, the tough questions. I have about a 45-minute discussion with the patient about, you know, what to do. And to tell you the truth, I actually have this discussion about their fourth cycle of treatment, because if you come to them at six cycles of treatment and try to lay all this data on them, it's very hard for them to digest, especially since they're starting to have cumulative effects of primary treatment. So what I try to lay out is, as we've already discussed, and that's try to explain to them, to get them to understand this difference in progression-free and overall survival endpoint, and it's hard to do. Off protocol, patients, you know, there's some exploratory data, and I hate making decisions on exploratory data, but there are some exploratory data that would suggest that patients that have rapid response to their primary regimen and have very low CA125s, that these patients may actually benefit the most from maintenance therapy. I think in practice, patients that have prolonged response to primary treatment are generally the ones that most clinicians feel most comfortable putting them on maintenance therapy, because they feel like more would be better. But at least my recommendation off of protocol is to have the discussion, to have it early, and so that the patients can have realistic expectations as to not only what you're going to present to them at the end of their primary treatment, but what these differences are in terms of the outcomes.
And when you do use maintenance, what specific schedule drug do you use, and what do you see in terms of toxicity?
The schedule that I typically use is the one that was modified on GOG's 178 trial, which was 135 milligrams per meter squared once a month. I think that's very well tolerated. Whether or not that actually will achieve the same benefit and outcome is still something we don't know.
How many cycles?
I usually give it a year. That was what's shown. I think we've now got data that three cycles is probably not going to add anything. There was a trial that was presented at ASCO just this last year called the After Six trial, which was six cycles of paclitaxel, which offered no benefit. So I try to be as purist as possible, but in the 178 trial, the 12-cycle arm was the one that seemed to be most efficacious.